We wanted to know more about how the work rules are playing out at ground level. Arlene Brennan is the CEO of the Traverse Health Clinic in Traverse City, and she's with us today on Stateside. Arlene, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Can you tell us how many people the clinic serves?
About 3,900 each year.
And of those, do you have an idea of how many will need to pay attention to the new work rules for Medicaid?
Yes, we just checked our enrollment data, and about 1,000. So probably right about 26%.
What's on your mind as you consider how your clients will come to terms with complying with these rules?
Well, a lot of unknowns, but we are doing as much as we can to help make people aware of these changes that are coming up, and for us to be as prepared as we can be to assist them.
Can you give us a little context for maybe why some of these folks might be on Medicaid, or what kinds of issues might have stood in the way of work for them in the past? The ones who do not currently have a job, that is.
Well, I think for some people, it could be job skills and a history of work in the past. We have many people who have low-paying jobs, and I think for them this will be no issue, but I think it's just the process of trying to get people aware and perhaps making them want to be able to get a job if they don't have them. For some people, if there were medical reasons, for instance, we take care of a lot of people with diabetes. And if diabetes has been out of control, it's hard for them to hold down a job, attend regularly. Or other chronic diseases, even things like obesity, challenges of movement and getting around. For some, it could be transportation issues, don't have a car, or their car is unreliable. A lot of social relations a lot of social issues that can affect it as well.
Can you give us an example?
Well, I think some of it could be taking care of children, or, for instance, I can think of one gentleman right now who can't work regularly and is concerned that he's going to be affected because a friend of his who has two children, these are not his biologic kids, was evicted, couldn't pay her rent, so she and her kids moved in with him. And because she has a job, the job he had to be cut down so one of them could take care of the little kids.
So it's kind of a non-traditional arrangement.
Oh, absolutely. There are many situations like that that occur with the people we serve.
We know that there is an exception for people who are taking care of kids, but do you know if that could apply if the children are not your biological sons and daughters?
That I don't know, and I can't remember the age, the cutoff age of the young child. I'm thinking maybe 6 years, but one of these children is in school, so someone has to be there when the bus brings them back. Someone has to be at home, so it makes it a real challenge.
It seems like that might be an issue for folks taking care of their extended family's kids as well.
Right. And very truthfully, I don't know the details about that.
Yeah. Arlene, what's been challenging about getting the word out to folks?
I think it's just the magnitude, the large number of people who will be affected. And very often, people are just addressing the crisis of the day and, kind of wait for the letters to arrive and wait to see what might happen. We've been talking with our patients about it for a long time. My partner here, Mai, just looked, and it says parent of child under age 6. So if you're not a parent, but you're in a situation like this gentleman is, the exception probably doesn't apply.
We've been talking about the clinic's clients, the folks you work with every day, but are there ways in which the new Medicaid rules might affect the clinic itself and your staff?
Oh, sure. First of all, it's the access issue. People who come here for care know that we will work with them on finances, and we, of course, never turn anybody away based on inability to pay. But when some change like that comes up, it will definitely make an impact on someone coming in for a follow-up appointment, for a follow-up visit. And the other thing is medications. The Healthy Michigan Plan provides prescription coverage. So if you lose that, what do you do? And insulins, for example, are extremely expensive. So the ramifications of it are huge. And access to other types of services. If someone needs to see a specialist, the ability to get reimbursed, it's a huge snowball effect.
Well, thank you for giving us a little bit closer view of this. We appreciate it very much.
Well, you're very welcome.
Arlene Brennan is the CEO of the Traverse Health Clinic in Traverse City.